This is Bill Venners with our team of developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007.
I'm sitting in the prefab little room in the BEA booth with Bill Roth. He's the vice president and unit executive of BEA's workshop division. And he is very excited about dependencies. And what we were just talking about is that one of the problems that we have ourselves at our team up is there's a number of things that we don't have compile time or build time checks for that we don't find out about at runtime, and sometimes we don't find out about until it's deployed and a user hits it because we miss it in testing. And so an example is we have templates that have names of methods on them that we're calling those on objects that are passed into a context, but there's no checking at compile time to make sure that we, you know, when we change a name in the Java code, that we change it in the template. So can you talk a little bit about dependencies and what to do about it?
This is actually, I think, one of the unwritten about problems within the developer literature. It's really a second order debugging problem. We run a tracking survey where we look at what developers are using. It turns out that open source frameworks like Struts and JSF and others are far and away the broadest, widest used frameworks. Now, the problem with these frameworks is while they're conceptually simple, what you have is a lot of artifacts that have interdependencies. So you have an XML file, which may point to an HTML file, which may point to a JSP, and have a tag library reference. As you package the application and deploy it, you may only find out that, for example, I typed the wrong path for the tag lib, or I used the wrong HTML file name, only when I run the application. So what I've done is I've just extended the compile at a debug cycle, and I've made it very difficult. It's possible. So dependencies are important to understand among these multi-artifact frameworks. We've got a technology called App X-Ray. It's part of Workshop, BEA Workshop, which scans the application while you're developing at design time and allows you to map out the structure of your application. It allows you to see what page goes to what other page and which page contains what JPEG files, what other struts actions, or what other JSF page references, what localization files. So that, for example, if there's a bug in your localization code that you forgot to include the name of the Chinese localization, it'll tell you at design time. Whereas previously, you would have had to go through the entire deployment cycle, and only until someone clicked on the Chinese localization would you find a problem. So we've tightened up the compile-edit debug cycle. And this notion of understanding dependencies and being able to map them out is a huge productivity boon for developers.
Okay. So can you explain a little bit about what your product does? So one of the things that I think about is that we can ourselves write some tests to check some of the dependencies in our own app.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have is something that I can bring in and it's able to kind of, does it just draw a picture of what the dependencies are, or does it say, well, wait a minute, this is depending on something that I can't find anywhere? Is it sort of almost like a second compiler or something?
Almost like that. What it is using the validation framework inside of Eclipse. BEA Workshop is a full Java IDE, works with not only WebLogic, but other application servers as well. It's an additional set of technology that scans and validates your application during design time. So that's what's really different. It is an additional feature in addition to the design panes and compilers that you get with an IDE to help look over and map out and give you a visual representation of what the dependencies of your application are at design time, so you understand what's happening at runtime.
Okay, so basically what it's going to have to do is be familiar with all these different frameworks and what their config files are like and how they actually refer to each other. And then
That's right. In fact, we support Struts, we support JSF, we support Spring. We've got visualizations for, and by the way, we far and away, those are the most used frameworks. In fact, if you graphed, based on the data we've seen, if you graphed it on a logarithmic scale, there would only be those three bars in the graph. They're that popular.
Okay, so let me just ask as a last question. Tool or no tool, are there things that developers can do to either minimize dependencies or manage them better? Or, I mean, is there some kind of advice you can give people to try to avoid the problem of broken dependencies?
Sure. Well, obviously, of course, you said in addition to or App X-Ray notwithstanding.
Yes.
A couple of key things is it seems trivial, but pay attention to naming. really think hard about the hierarchy inside your web application and what you call things. There are a number of different solutions I've seen to this, including using a sort of Hungarian notation, much like they use at Microsoft, for your files so you understand what the files are, what the types are, how it's being used, and understand the different asset types or the different artifact types, like config files, like localization resource bundles, and things like that. And really think carefully and clearly about naming. And that would be the one thing, is have a naming strategy or a naming architecture for any decent large-size web application.
I just want to make sure I understand what naming architecture means. I mean, I can see how you say conventions about naming, like this thing is named the same thing as that thing, except maybe the first thing's uppercase when it's the file or something. Is that what you're talking about?
Consider a taxonomy of your assets. So, for example, if you have a very image-rich application, the typical web application construct is to have an images file inside the deployment unit. But if you've got different kinds of images, if you have a lot of different icons, and then you may have some images or nav bars, separate them out by type so that it's very clear, and also don't use acronyms. Make sure that it's clear, because if you get hit by a bus, the next guy's going to have to come in and fix it. So be clear, be intentional, think about the taxonomy of your assets.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.